Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Doba Product Sourcing Simplified. Millennials are a driving force for small business nowadays. Let's define millennials before we get on with this. Do you know the definition of millennials?
Well, you know, Griff, they depending on where you look, the dates are different.
Right, so roughly, what is it? People born
I think it's
after
people
when?
Who were pretty much reached adulthood on the year 2000. In fact, I just looked it up. Here it is. A person reaching young adulthood around the year 2000.
Okay, young adulthood meaning 18 to 20.
Probably,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so those are the millennials we're talking about. And with us now, by the way, there are 75 to 80 million of them. And collectively, they wield $1.7 billion worth of wallet power. Wallet power! Somebody tell my wallet about power. With us now to share his millennial take on shopping for the holidays is Dan Stevenson. He's known on eBay as Canadian Gentleman. Well, isn't that nice? It's all one word, Canadian Gentleman. Dan, how are millennial buyers different than generations before them?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Millennial buyers are different from buyers in generations before them because a lot of them live and shop in the moment. They don't do the same research that their parents or their grandparents did. They have access to technology and smartphones all the time, and they will make much more impulse buys. They'll see something or find out they want something, and they'll just go and buy it. So you have to have those listings ready to go at all times. You can't delay putting your items up online because you never know when they're going to decide what they want to buy.
And these people are attached to the hip with their cell phones, aren't they? Their smartphones.
They are.
So why is making sure that your listing is mobile friendly so crucial when targeting millennial buyers? It kind of tells itself, answers itself, but I want to hear your words.
Sure, for older generations, they tend to use their desktop computer. You think about going on the computer as a thing that you do. You go home, you sit down, you turn it on, and you browse eBay. With millennials, they're using their phones as often their primary computing device. Many of them don't have a desktop or laptop. It's all their phone and their tablet. So if your listing is not mobile optimized, you may be missing out on that audience. If they can't see it or they can't quickly make a buying decision, they're going to go buy from somebody else. Most of the things, unless you're selling one of a kind, most things are going to be available from somebody else who is mobile optimized, and you'll probably lose the sale to somebody else.
Why is it so important to for online sellers to understand this concept called showrooming?
So showrooming is an interesting concept. Showrooming, especially as we get close to Black Friday, is where you'll go into a retail store, you'll look at the item you want, but you won't buy it from that retail store. You'll instead go buy it online somewhere. We see this a lot with clothing. We see this a lot with electronics like TVs. Millennials still want to, as much as they love to shop online, they still want to see these items. They want to try them on. They want to do that sort of thing. So you might see them at the mall trying on a pair of jeans, and instead of buying them from that store, they'll go and they'll buy them from your store. So if you can make your item appealing and cheaper than the retail competitor, there's a good likelihood that when they're trying those jeans on and they do a quick Google search, because again, these are digital native people. These are people that know and have known for most of their life how to use the internet, how to shop and comparison shop online. They'll probably say, oh, why would I buy this here at the mall? I can get it from this seller or that seller on eBay for so much cheaper.
And they actually check their phone right in the dressing room, by the way.
Right.
They can. And there's actually apps out there where you can take a picture of a barcode or a price tag, and it will shop the whole internet and find you the best prices.
And this is important information. I want to restate the stand that if you're selling on eBay and you're trying to compete, you're not just trying to compete on eBay. You're competing with every place that item that is available for sale, whether that's on or off eBay. So your research has to extend even off eBay.
Exactly. Another thing to go along with that is free shipping is so important too. Because these people are living in the moment, they often will buy things that later they decide they don't want or don't fit. So if they can easily send that back, I know, Griff, you have a great return policy. If it doesn't fit, send it back. If you don't like it, send it back. No questions asked. It's going to draw those buyers in, just like they could at the mall, right? You can take some back to any store at the mall. No questions asked, generally.
Is it? It's been said that brand loyalty doesn't matter to millennials. Do you think that's true?
I don't. I think that millennials are looking for different things in a brand. I think millennials want a brand that's trying to court them. They want to feel a connection to that brand. So using promotions manager, using coupons, or even using social media to target them with a special discount, they're going to feel then like they're appreciated by that brand, and that brand wants them to be a customer. Millennials are often searching for the lowest price, but if they feel like there's a brand that they can get behind, they'll buy from them again. Instead of next time they're wanting an item, just doing a Google search or searching randomly online, they'll probably come back to you because they feel like they're special and they feel like you value them as a customer.
How can a seller use social media, in your view, to connect with their millennial audience? Is it a different message that you have to send?
Well, again, I think that millennials today are always using social media. It's their primary form of communication, where we might use the telephone or email. They're always on Facebook. They're always on Instagram. They're doing those sort of things. So telling a story is important. People want to buy from somebody they feel connected to. So tell a story. Talk about where you found that item or tell the story behind that item on your Facebook page. Millennials often are very into video and pictures. So show a picture. Show a video of the item, the great find that you just found. Connect with them through coupons. Use promotions, Facebook and Twitter. You can send out a coupon. Maybe Black Friday's coming. Maybe you have an exclusive coupon. People that follow you through Twitter, so that those millennials who are following you feel like they're part of something special. They only got this coupon because they were following you there. Make them feel like the in crowd because they're connecting with you.
So I'm looking you up on eBay. Canadian gentleman. We are.
That's right.
We're speaking with him about millennials. Are you a millennial?
I am. I just turned 30 this summer, so I've spent a good portion of my life in this century, or I guess since 2000.
Right. You know, we're all, you know, we joke and we kid about millennials and what they want and what they don't want. And when we work with them, we kid about them. It's no kidding thing, is it? This is no joke. I mean, these are going to be our customers for a long time.
I think that every generation always does that for the generation before them. Your parents did that about your generation. You did that about your kids' generation.
Yeah.
You know, we always joke and make, you know, we talk about how nobody understands the next generation, but Lee's right. I mean, they have so much buying power. This is the workforce now and the workforce coming up. And this is the, I mean, if you look at most mass media, they're targeting 18 to 35 as their audience. That's this group.
So what are you shopping for on eBay this holiday season, Mr. Millennial?
You know, a lot of my shopping, I have to buy from my friends, I have to buy from my family. Really, when I'm shopping, Black Friday's coming. It's a bigger deal in the States for you guys than it is up here in Canada where I am. But the biggest thing I have is I have a list of things and I have a budget, and I'm going to see what can I get in this budget. So again, I am looking for not necessarily brand loyalty, but the cheaper things. What can I get that's going to fill, you know, the $60 I have to spend for my friend or the $100 I spend for my brother? And using these tools to shop, I've been able to quickly find all the things that are going to be on sale in a certain category that I think might be interesting. But I'm shopping for a lot of electronics, a lot of household goods, a lot of kitchen products, a lot of things that we would find on eBay.
So in kind of summing this whole thing up about millennials, we know that we have to target millennials. So can you give us a few examples of how we can target millennial buyers?
Sure. I think a lot of times when I'm on eBay, I find that people have focused on their listing on a big screen. They focused on it to be on the desktop with beautiful large images. And you really need to think about that listing on the small screen. Lee's always talking during listing dishes about me using point forms for your listing. I don't have a lot of time. Millennials are busy. They want to move on to the next thing. So give them just the information they need about the listing, and then that's it. They're not going to read the story. They don't want to read all your paragraphs and paragraphs about the info. So sum things up quickly. Give them just the information they need. Make sure that it's available on mobile. And use things like the item specifics and the new keyword targeting. So if they do search Google or another shopping engine, your item's going to be surfaced there.
Well, makes sense. Griff, I love this guy. So you got to be our in-house millennial.
I'd be happy to.
Okay. I'm serious.
All right. Put on this.
I hear you guys talking about millennials all the time, and I'm thinking, you know what? You need to actually hear from one.
Yeah. And we're so happy to. And we're so happy that you're listening to the show. That makes us feel really good, too.
You know what? I'm not actually an eBay seller. I'm a web developer and an online marketer by trade. I do a lot of work with sellers, but I am actually what I call a power buyer.
Oh, well, you're important.
Oh, boy.
That's very important.
We need to have you on sometime with a segment on being a power buyer and what you look for.
Boy, have I got some items for you, power buyer.
Yeah, really? So what's the most interesting thing you've bought online?
The most interesting thing I bought online, a couple of years ago, there was a concert here in town, and I bought a backstage experience through a charity auction for a Bon Jovi concert.
Oh.
Fun.
And it wasn't through eBay, but it was an online experience. They were giving it out as a charity thing, and I bought it online. And again, because I'm a digital native and I knew where to look for this, the audience I was bidding against, who are Bon Jovi fans, often aren't I don't want to say all that tech savvy, but I could find this quicker and place a bid, and a lot of them didn't even know it was available to be bid on, so I got a great price.
So with millennials, we want to make sure that our listings look good on mobile because they've got that phone with them day and night, and most of them...
And that's their primary computing device.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by, because I think not only millennials, but a lot of people of all ages... That the phone is becoming, I know for me, it's my primary device, so.
Well, and I know that, you know, the phones are getting bigger today. You see things like the Samsung Notes, which are what are called phablets. They're so big, they're almost a tablet.
Yeah.
So people
I love
are getting
mine.
Those devices.
I love mine.
You know, and kids are going off to college these days with a phone and a tablet, and that's all they have for computing.
Thank you so much, Dan Stevenson.
It's been a pleasure talking with a real millennial.
Oh, my gosh. The privilege.
This segment was sponsored by Dova. Call us at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax. Then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio. All one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at CrazyLister.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers each year. Male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. Therefore, all of Santa's reindeer from Comet to Blitzen are girls. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Listen while you list.